None but the hungry heart. 1:4. Desert riches. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. Mark 6:31. In the early days of our lonely pilgrimage, the desert is nothing but burning heat and barren sand. As we keep on keeping on, we see our desert become full of springs and blossom as the rose. Has the Father led you into the desert? Has he plucked from under your feet all that you depended upon? Then a glorious experience is yours. See if this be not a way whereby God will glorify you. Do not complain about what you have lost, and do not yearn to have it back again. For then you are like Israel, who wished to turn back to Egypt. God leads on, and instead of the flesh pots, he gives you bread from heaven, and instead of water from the Nile, water from the rock. But you must put your trust in him also in the desert and through the days of darkness and difficulty. This is possible, however, only for those who have lost their self-assurance in the desert, whereto God beckons his children. Are there sorrows that sorely test our hearts? Be assured that our Father intends every one of them to be a road for us to Christ, so that we may reach him and know him in some character of his love and power that otherwise our souls had not known. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. See Isaiah 48:21. And 1 Corinthians 10:4.